On this episode of Plant Killers, we'll explore one nation's most notorious fruit and vegetable killer, bad dirt. What makes bad dirt so bad? The answer? The ingredients. But fear not, true crime enthusiasts. This story has a happy ending. New Miracle-Gro Organic raised bed and garden soil. It's made with quality organic ingredients from upcycled green waste like compost and aged bark. Unlike the other guys who can't say the same. Looks like bad dirt's murdering days are over, thanks to Miracle-Gro. Join us next time on Plant Killers.
Jake from State Farm here, hanging out with Mel's Mow & Grow. Mel chose State Farm for small business insurance because his local agent is a small business owner too. So she knew how to help him personalize his policies. And now, he's rolling in the green. Like a good neighbor. Guys, I'm trying to do the line.
Oh, sorry, Jake.
It's all good. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Talk to an agent today.
Listener supported, WNYC Studios.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Ooh, that's good. Sorry, this is my low time, baby. 4 o'clock. It's coffee time, but I don't need. I'm not gonna drink coffee.
My low time.
Number one. I'm afraid of falling out of the sky. Number two. The unkindness of others and the unkindness in myself. I do tend to be harsh verbally, and it's alienating to people around me, mostly the people I'm very close to, siblings, my wife, etc. As I get older, my rough edges and my sharp points are more pronounced. I would have imagined it to go the other way, but that is not the fact. Three, I fear that I won't create anything substantial. Four, going back to sleep. I guess the first big sleep in my life, this is a little background, I was addicted to drugs for the first, since my adolescence until I was 32. And I had a friend who got sober. I took her to Howard University Hospital. I lived in Washington, D.C., and I watched her from across town for a few months, and she sobered up. So I asked to be taken off the methadone, and I stopped taking IV heroin. And so it was monkey see, monkey do, really. Five, I'm afraid of tyrannical rule. It scares me and angers me all at once. Six, feeling powerless and having no voice. I literally did not speak for about a year when I was 18. I just felt I had nothing to say, nothing to contribute. I have had dreams as a younger person that I was in a horrible situation, something scary, frightening, terrible, and I would open my mouth to scream, nothing comes out. Part of the voicelessness also was being assaulted by men when I was young. So while I don't have a fear of men, I have a fear of not standing up and speaking up. Number seven, I'm afraid of goat cheese and raw garlic. Number eight, I've thought about dying since I was a little child, late at night. Yes, yes, I've always been involved in death in one way or another. Our mother died when we were very young, so there was that. And I started reading obituaries at an early age, always looking for people my age. Who has passed away? How old were they, and what did they die from? But I think it's like a little silent prayer inside that just always, somehow it's there. Like I count calories all day long. It's odd, I got that from my mother. And it's like a silent little prayer, 100, 300, 700 calories. Number 9, I'm afraid of missing the people I love. And if there is perception after death, if there is longing, if there is emotion, I doubt that there is, but that makes me sadder than actually lights out. Number 10, I'm afraid I can't protect my dog adequately. My name is Billy Parker, and these are 10 things that scare me.
And
there's Gay. Hi, honey.
Well, I've written 6 things down. Do you think that's enough? Number 1, skiing. That is sliding downhill. Number 2, tripping, which I do a lot. Number 3, children. When I'm around the youngest grandchild that I have, who's almost 5, I don't think I'm so great with little children. Whereas Billy, my wife, he just thinks that she hung the moon and she's a lot of fun and she knows how to do certain things that it would never occur to me to do. Number 4, people much more accomplished than I. Number 5, men more than women. Number 6, I'm a photographer and I photograph people. One of the things that I have always thought that I should do as a photographer was get in the car and go out on my own and photograph. And I have always been afraid to do it. And I don't know exactly why. I know that if I were to go out and do this, I would like it. Not all of it, though. Some of the aloneness would be difficult for me. And I know that's what keeps me from doing it. It must be what might be called the biggest fear I have. Number 7, teenagers, especially teenage boys. I had an older brother. He was pretty powerful, very popular. He was everything, and I felt like nothing. I was overweight, you know, never obese, but I always felt I wasn't pretty. What Billy and I have together, well, the first thing I can think of to tell you is that I was 69 years old before we got together, and she's the first person who's ever told me I was beautiful. Number 8, being dependent. Number 9, getting older. And number 10, losing my memory and my mind. My name is Gay Block, and these are 10 things that scare me.
Billy Parker is a wife, sister, friend, activist, writer, a retired corporate video producer, and presently an addiction recovery teacher at Santa Fe County Jail. She lives with her wife, Gay Block, in Santa Fe, New Mexico. Gay Block is a portrait photographer whose work is collected by many museums, including the Museum of Modern Art. The 10 Things team includes Amy Pearl, Daniel Guimet, Odelia Rubin, Sarah Sandbach, Emily Botine, and Paula Schumann. Music and sound design by Isaac Jones. You know what scares me? Slow drains. What are you scared of? Tell us at 10thingspodcast.org.